Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, at some point today, Jophus Emerson, he's expected to learn his fate. Who is Jophus? Joseph Emerson. He is the former Alaska Airlines pilot who was subdued by the flight crew after he tried to cut the engines of a passenger flight between Everett and San Francisco. Happened in October of 2023, but most people still remember because, frankly, it's crazy. Now, his reason for trying to crash the plane, well, according to Emerson, he thought that he was dreaming because he hadn't slept in 40 hours and he was tripping on mushrooms. But drugs can have that effect, even the legal ones. You might remember Roseanne Barr, for example. She blamed her overt racism on Ambien. And more recently, a guy that you've never heard of, he attacked hospital staff and he blamed it, well, on a combination of booze and his prescribed ADHD medication, which, by the way, they do say don't drink booze when you're on this particular ADHD medication. But look, we get it. You know, you alter your state, and all of a sudden, well, your decision-making gets a little strange. But it's not always bad. We're not always trying to crash planes or call people racial epithets. Sometimes it's downright comical. A tourist in Ibiza, well, he plied himself with booze only to wake up the next morning and realize that he had bought a $37,000 bus on eBay. In Wisconsin, a man got real drunk, entered the wrong house, and went to sleep, cuddling someone else's 150-pound Mastiff on the dog bed. Basically, the woman woke up, said, "There's a man cuddling my dog," called the cops, but it was all explained away. He was a little drunk, made the wrong decisions. And as I have addressed multiple times on this very program, yes, I once got drunk on tequila, only to wake up and realize that I, along with a friend, had kidnapped somebody and hogtied them and put pepperoni between their toes and stuffed them in a closet because, hey, sometimes you make bad decisions, right? And like I said, it could be illegal drugs, it could be alcohol, it could be prescribed drugs. It doesn't matter. Once you alter your state of mind, well, your decisions also get a little strange sometimes. And that's what we want to talk about today. It could be booze, illegal drugs, prescription drugs, lack of sleep, whatever. Today, we want to know, either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, but tell us, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,429. What a large in a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of your guest is as good as mine. Our categories coming up today for you at 4:30. We have the states with the highest top 5% income.
Ooh, all right.
In other words, the states that have the most
money,
most rich people.
Uh-huh.
And these are a little bit easier than most. I mean, you can kind of get it. Like, we have the opposite ends of the spectrum there.
We know those. Those are easy.
Mississippi's not going to be on the list.
West Virginia, Arkansas.
Louisiana.
Right.
I mean, you know, based on population alone, I mean, North and South Dakota, not that they don't have wealthy citizens, just as far as the top 5%, those are the biggest states. And they get those numbers from actual data from the Federal Reserve. They looked at Zillow as far as the cost of housing,
right.
The Bureau of Labor as far as their income statistics, and we have those 10 states. Now, the other just came out today. The most sinful cities in the United States of America.
The cities?
Sinful.
Sinful cities.
Other than Vegas and New Orleans, like, what are their other criteria?
Based on 7 sinful behaviors, anger and hatred.
Okay.
So think about the states where some people might, or cities where some people might be a little bit more angrier than others.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Think we can get those pretty quick if you're a fan of sports.
Sure.
Jealousy, excess and vices, whether that be you smoke, you drink, whatever the deal.
I do all those things, yes.
You gamble.
I don't do that.
The availability of those to happen. There's greed, lust, vanity, and laziness.
Huh. Okay.
All on the list of the most sinful cities in America. So that's coming up with your guess is as good as mine. And as announced this morning on the Daily Mix Show, Coats for Kids is underway. There are 300,000 children, folks, that live in poverty in Washington State. So the idea every year is it's starting to get cold. It's cold out there today. I know it's not freezing cold like some parts of the country, but it chills you to the bone.
It does, sure.
You get cold from the inside out there. $25 puts a brand new coat made here in America on a kid. Our goal is 2,500 kids, joining up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm. Coats for Kids does a lot of good.
Yes, it does.
So if you could please go, this year's need is greater than ever. We're going to try to break that number, try to get more kids in brand new coats. But visit KISW.com. You got $5, $10, $25.
Yeah, whatever you can.
If you've got
man.
More, man, throw it your way. Those guys do incredible work. And it's up to us. We just got to get those donations in, man,
yep.
And get the kids in brand new coats. Okay, today. We're going to talk about getting a little bit messed up. Steve, you brought up the story of the airline pilot who worked for Alaska Airlines. Unfortunately for him, we're going to find out the fate of Joseph Emerson. He's a pilot who tried to cut the engines on a passenger flight back in 2023. And that decision, I guess, probably came down today.
Right.
He was subdued by the flight crew after trying to cut the engines of a Horizon Air flight from Everett to San Francisco. He was riding in an extra seat in the cockpit. The plane was immediately diverted to Portland, where it did land safely with more than 80 people on board.
So he must have done this, like, right after takeoff. Everett to San Francisco, you divert to Portland.
Pretty much.
I mean, that man, like, I don't know how much time it passed, but it was not long when my man's like, nope, let's crash the plane.
He was off duty at the time, told police he was despondent over a friend's recent death, and he'd taken some psychedelic mushrooms 2 days earlier, but he had not slept in over 40 hours. He has said he believed he was dreaming at the time, and that he was trying to wake himself up by grabbing two red handles that activated the plane's fire suppression system. And that would also cut off fuel to the engines.
Yeah.
Now, he did plead guilty to a federal charge of interfering with a flight crew in September. And no contest to state charges of endangering an aircraft and reckless endangerment. He did receive so far credit for time served for the state charges. Now faces up to 20 years in federal prison.
Yeah.
And like anything else.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to take down an airplane.
They frown on it no matter what it is.
I believe his excuse. I believe his rationale.
I do, too.
I believe everything that he said.
I also believe he is guilty.
Hey,
man, look, I can tell you, you stay up for 40 hours straight, you're already feeling down because you lost a friend, and then you trip on mushrooms. I get it. I completely understand why you did it. The problem is, you did it.
He ate way too many mushrooms.
And then stayed up for 40 hours.
I mean,
at some point, just call out sick.
I mean, 10 hours, I'm typically about ready to go to bed. Like, if I take a psychedelic.
Oh, yeah,
because you're up, you know, you're doing stuff. Typically, you're not just sitting around. I mean, you're doing a little bit of some type of activity. You know, but maybe you stay up all night. But in the morning, when you wake up, you know what I mean? You're like, look, I'm either going to go to bed in the morning or going to take a nap or whatever the deal is.
Trying to crash a plane.
Your body's exhausted.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, dude, it's one of those things. Where it's like, I completely understand your rationale for why you did what you did. The problem is that you did it.
You're starving to death.
Right. That's all. And it's a plane with 80 other people. You want to drive your car off the road and knock yourself out. That's you. Right?
You smoke 3 packs of cigarettes, even if you don't. Now we go to Ibiza. Here's a crazy story for you.
This is awesome.
Since we've all done less than intelligent things while under the influence of alcohol, one British man made a drunk decision that will go down in history. After a night of clubbing on the Mediterranean island of Ibiza, Davy Little pulled his phone from his pocket, only to find he'd agreed to purchase a coach bus on eBay for $37,000 American dollars in today's rates. The next day, Little posted a screenshot of the purchase and the confirmation on Facebook. Still can't believe what I did last night in Ibiza. When I left the nightclub, I took my phone out of my pocket, and I realized I'd bought a 30,000-pound grand bus. I cannot believe this is happening. He concluded by asking, anybody want to buy a bus off me? After the outlet got hold of the story, he posted another update on Facebook, asserting that the accidental purchase was 100% genuine.
Yeah.
He also revealed that he hasn't actually paid for the bus yet. The charge is currently under dispute. So he says, the moral to the story, don't drink and browse on eBay.
Yeah, I mean, and in the end, kind of like the guy on the plane, and then you get this guy in Ibiza. It's like, right, you alter your state, you make decisions you probably would not ordinarily make.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just going to assume that in both of these cases, first guy, not interested in crashing planes, and I'm guessing this guy on Ibiza, probably not in the market for a party bus.
Yeah.
But guess what? You bought it. And I know now it's under dispute. I'm sure he'll wiggle his way out of it somehow, being that he has not already paid. I kind of wish he'd already paid for it, because that's the real mother, right? So in his case, like, you wake up, you attempted to buy a bus, they accepted your offer, but you haven't paid. So there's no real damage. You just kind of have to go through the system and explain, I was pissed drunk, and because it's Ibiza, probably really, really high as well, that's why I did it.
Yeah.
Right? Because once you lose that money, trying to get your money back, they go, hey, that's your decision, man, not mine.
Now, this is not the most ethical thing in the world, but it's something that happened back in the day. But my buddy used to do, he worked for Dr. Pizza. So he was a delivery driver, he made pizza, he worked front counter, he did all this stuff. So Dr. Pizza was our go-to. Now, my roommate at the time, Joe, his mom had given him her credit card. So anytime Joe needed to go to the grocery store, anything like that, he would purchase anything. He'd buy CDs on it. He took advantage of his mom. But he would buy whatever he wanted. I don't think she really cared, to be honest with you. But it was always up to Joe to order the pizzas from Dr. Pizza. Now, this guy who worked there, he was a roommate with me and my buddy Chad the year before. All right. So Joe never really lived with this guy. But everybody knew each other. We were all friends. We all hung out. Yeah. So at some point in time, Joe orders some pizzas from Dr. Pizza. My buddy Jeff, who's working there, he's done for the night. It's like with the last order, so he brings some extra pizza over, whatever. Joe pays for the pizza with his mom's credit card, with the understanding we all throw in $5 to right. Joe, whatever the deal is. But my buddy Jeff, he had Joe's credit card.
All right.
He had his number. All right. He has credit card number and all his information. One night, I cannot remember what the hell it was. It was like every piece of Tupperware. It was a TV commercial. It was an MMA
car, right? Oh, yeah, yeah. And but wait, like, there's more.
There was a ton of stuff.
Order now and we'll include.
It really did exactly. Have, like, it had a chopper on it, like the slap
the
chop.
The slap chop?
Slap chop was all included right. In that. A couple, like, different pairing things. It had the thing where you can make the zigzag tomatoes, or, like, if you wanted...
Like, the twisty thing?
Yeah, if you wanted to carve a water... If you wanted to make, you know, make it look foo-foo-y, if you did, like, a fruit salad and a watermelon.
And everybody needs, you know... Corkscrew tomato.
It had melon scoopers in it. I mean, you just the dumbest stuff that you. It had a salad spinner. It was like 30 different things,
right?
For $30 or whatever the thing was, like a dollar a deal. And we totally forgot that we got this box, and it was huge, man. This box was sitting out on our porch. I remember doing it the day that it was delivered.
Did you know what was in the box when you saw the box?
This is also. At least 4 to 5 weeks later.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time we get this thing, all right? Yeah. So it'd been a lot of time had passed. And, like, did Jeff really do this when he called up? Because it was on the phone. You called up and you ordered on the phone.
Yeah.
And I vaguely remember him doing it. But we were hammered. I mean, I'm just eating pizza, just shoving it down my mouth. I think I went upstairs and passed out.
I think this is going to be funny. I ordered Joel this
credit. Yeah. I did not know at the time that he ordered it with his credit card. Because he had it from the pizza shop. He had all his information.
Right.
So I did not. I knew Jeff was ordering something. You know, I just assumed he was ordering it with his own credit card.
Sure.
He ordered the whole thing with Rosax. So when this box arrives, Joe's like, what? He thought it was a package from his mom.
What had his name, right?
Yeah. And typically his mom did send care packages.
He did, right? This isn't like Amazon now where you can kind of forget. Like, he didn't order.
No, he never ordered.
There's nothing for him to forget.
He never ordered.
Right. It's not like nowadays, sometimes people order enough stuff that, like, not me, but other people do. They're like, what is this? Like,
exactly.
Back then, right, if he didn't order, it's got to be from his
mom. Yeah. We had an entire wall. Well, the corner, at first it started in the corner. And it was boxes stacked of Dr. Pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, we had it going all the way to the ceiling. The other wall that we had in a dining area, between the living room and the older house in the kitchen, we had stacked beer cans to the ceiling. This was like a 10-foot high ceiling.
Yeah.
The whole wall was one thing, a beer can stacked one on top of the other. This is basically what our place looked like. Little did we know that stacking pizza boxes on top of each other, it could create a severe ant problem.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you still got a piece of cheese.
I wouldn't have thought about that either.
I did not know.
That you until, say it, yes.
Until one day we looked up drunk and like, oh, the box is moving. And then we realized that there's ants just like cascading all around this entire tower of pizza boxes. But that was that. And you know, man, to be honest with you, Joe thought it was kind of funny.
How much did it cost him?
$30. It was like $35 shipping and handling.
That's not the end of the world.
The thing was that it was a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was. I mean, we used the stuff. I mean, surprisingly.
Yeah, why not?
Tupperware containers, you name it, all that stuff. But like you say, Ted, now, you might get on your phone and order something that you think you need off Amazon, but you order like two or three more things.
Sure.
You get it the next
day. Feasible nowadays, you could do it.
But also, a lot of times, Amazon also, it gives you one last chance to not completely F up, because you put it into cart. And then when you go to your cart, right, so you get an extra second to think about, do I want to do this? And anytime I put something in the cart, which is rare, right, I will just sneak something in the cart, because my wife's always ordering crap. I don't know what it's for. Half of it's for the kids, blah, blah, blah. So I'll throw something in the cart. And every once in a while, I'll just look to see what else is in there. And it's just mind-blowing to me. Because, you know, like, why do we need this? You're like, we don't need this. Mm-hmm. But our children need this for whatever freaking thing's going on. I'm like, this is unbelievable. And every day, there's a delivery from Amazon sitting out front. 99% of the time, it's not for me. Like, right. I know when I'm expecting something from Amazon because I order so infrequently. And typically, I'll, like, text my wife, hey, order this for me, whatever. So I'm always expecting something. Opened the door yesterday. Going to take the dog out. There is one of those flimsier kind of envelopes, bubble wrap kind of envelope. I'm feeling the inside. It feels like a cassette tape. I know it's not a cassette tape. I have no idea what's in there. I just throw it on the dining room table. I watch a football game. I'm going to take the dog out because it stopped raining. I don't feel like walking in the rain. I open the door. There are two boxes sitting on my doorstep. And again, I've ordered nothing. You kind of, one was very, very light. Might be a piece of clothing. The other one, a little heavier than I expected. No idea what it is. I just put it on the dining room table. This is every single day. I have no idea.
Do they not knock anymore? Or do you ask them not to because of the dog?
The dog lets me know that someone's there, and now I just kind of ignore. If they knock, yeah. I will open the door. But the dog just barks. So I know Amazon or somebody's dropping something off. But, like, honestly, man, I might order something from Amazon. For me personally, 4 times a year, maybe. So, like, once every 3 months, there's something specific that I want to get. They're there every day, multiple times a day. And it's just, it blows my mind. I have no idea what any of this crap is. Yeah. And my wife can just look at a package and know. I'm like, what's it? It's for the kids. Just toss it over there. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for that. Put it over here. So there's like the kids stack. But all of them say my name. Every single package that shows up says my name. And I'm like, none of this is for me. Okay. Ever.
When we first got here, saw something at Key Arena. Think I might have ended up at the Mecca for longer than I needed to. But at that point in time.
To me, if you're at the Mecca, it's because I plan on being here longer than I
was just in there a couple weeks ago, too. And I was telling the story to my buddy. I was like, one time I was in here, man. And I was like, and I was new to the area. And I think I did not know the bus system that well from over there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, look, man, I can see from Fremont. I can see those three big towers.
Oops.
Up on top of the hill. And I can see those from where I am at Queen Anne. So my idea is, all right, I'm going to walk over the top.
It's due north.
And I mean, you walk up that hill, man. It's Queen Anne Hill sucks. Got to the top up there by the grocery store or whatever. But it kind of keeps taking you west. There's a reason why if you're down on near that Dexter area, that cliff just cuts right down off onto Westlake. There's really no road in between those two. I'm trying to get to the Fremont Bridge. It keeps taking me more left and more left and more left.
Because you're going up over Queen Anne, right? Not Dexter.
I'm going. Yeah, I'm straight.
Because he's thinking I can just go
straight up the middle.
Due north.
I don't. I think I can get over to the Westlake side.
Yeah.
Really, all the roads kind of start leaning left to get up there by Camlas. But anyway, I don't realize this at the time. So, and I am hammered. I am doing one of those things where I'm doing the lean.
Yep.
You know, I can't stop going left. I'm bumping into stuff. I'm freaking hammered. But I get to the top of the hill, and I see the bridge, and I'm like, thank God. Now, the Ballard Bridge is much, much, much larger than the Fremont Bridge. It's probably 4 times as long, easily, 4 or 5 times as long. I get to the bridge, and I'm like, oh, yeah, man, here's the bridge. And I start walking across it. It takes forever even just to get to the steel portion of the bridge. I mean, that road on 15th goes a long way before you get to where the actual
goes up, yeah.
But I'm staggering along, and I'm trying not to fall into the frickin' street because I keep leaning left.
You can always fall into the water.
I do remember one point in time I kind of was using both hands on the handrail as I'm walking.
You're that guy.
Just to
For the record, you can do it. You just got to cut over a few streets.
Right.
And if I just you know that.
And I just didn't know where I was.
Well, I did it during the day sober.
Oh. But, Sam, dude, really?
Well, I'm just saying, So
during the day, sober.
Correct. It was Saturday morning. I had to get over to Fremont, and I had plenty of time to kill, so I was just in Belltown. So I was like, I'll just walk up over Queen Anne, but you gotta start. Listen, I was sober, so it was easier to rationalize. Like, maybe I should start cutting right.
So, but when I got on the other side of the bridge, I still wasn't really piecing together what I've done.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, for whatever reason, like, I don't know, new to the area, but still, like, there's the Montlake Bridge, there's the Fremont Bridge, there's the Ballard Bridge. I'm like, I'm walking across the bridge, I get to the other side, I'm like, Jesus, man, I'm in Ballard. I'm like, I am still a mile and a half away from my home, and I am still absolutely hammered, and I walked across, I eventually made it back home, but, I mean, I was going basically the complete wrong direction.
Oh, yeah.
The entire time.
That's a long walk, dude.
It
was a couple hours. I mean, just based on the speed, I was taking breaks. I was looking around and stopped and smoked a cigarette, hold on to something for a little bit, try to get my ship a little bit. But God, that sucked. And I was not the most popular person when I walked into the house that night.
Yeah, I bet you weren't.
It's 1:30. What is going on?
You weren't the most popular person. There's only two of you.
Yeah, no. I was the least popular person in the room. So our question, either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Our question, either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence, 206-803-ROCK. Real quick, an email. Just to revisit last week, Ted is right. A hooded sweatshirt without a shirt underneath is pretty bizarre.
Gross.
But from John, the comptroller of the TTS fan club, a Western chapter.
Yeah, suck it, ma'am. It is hoodie week here in the men's room.
Yeah.
Oh, rockin' hoodies, Ted. I know you have a shirt on yours.
I do.
I do not, but I'm not doing it. I'm wearing a hoodie every day this week because it is, in fact, hoodie week in the men's room. Please join us. Feel free at home. But in my case, I am not wearing a shirt under it. However, I wouldn't be wearing a shirt under it anyway.
Yeah.
This is my shirt.
So if you get hot today, you just roll up those sleeves. You got to stick with it.
I got my sleeves up now. I'm not hot, but I'm at a good temperature. And Ted, when you're like me and you complain about everything, I'll just complain if I get hot. You know, it fits into who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And look, just to put this in perspective.
See,
how much...
look at Mike right now. You're not wearing a shirt either?
That's correct, sir.
Right, and he just pulled his sleeves up.
Yeah.
Now, I know he's got bigger forearms than you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even his sweatshirt. He's stretching it out.
Well,
it's my sweatshirt.
It's hot in here. I mean, the studio's hot.
Oh, look, watch.
Yeah.
Oh, Ted pulls off. Okay.
But you have a t-shirt on.
See how easy that... Right, that's why you wear a t-shirt underneath.
But I just don't get hot. I'll get hot if I have a t-shirt on underneath the sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Which defeats the purpose of putting on the sweatshirt.
So I am
t-shirt free with the hoodie on, touching my skin. That is correct. But to put this in perspective, Friday, this was not planned. So Friday, me and the wife head to the bar with a friend. We get there a little bit after 7. And Ted is sitting at the bar. Hey, man, what's up? Nothing, man. And he immediately points to two guys I do not know that are kind of sitting on the corner of the bar and says, hey, I brought up the hoodie thing with these two guys. And they were split 50-50. The one guy gave me a look like, you're a disgrace. I'm like, that's fine. And the other guy's like, I'm with you. I don't wear a shirt.
They were very intense.
Was it an intense conversation?
Well, just one guy, and they were friends, but they were joking, and I guess the, us T-shirt people did not realize you people exist.
I did not know it was important.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Well, the one guy was just like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. And his friend was just like, are you kidding me? Like, same thing. Just like, dude, you disgust me.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
It just creeps me out that you guys are just underneath that those hoodies. Sweat.
Living free, happy.
Why does it creep you out? Because it's just because
it's an added layer. It's not a base layer.
But it is, if you don't put on a base layer, it is now my base.
It is a base layer.
Layer. Like I said, I call it upper torso commando. All right? Some people walk around with no underwear. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Right? They just want to be bees to jeans. You go, cool, man.
I don't like people going commando either.
I used to go commando until I zipped my junk. And I'm telling you, if it happens to you once, you will not go commando again. But that is literally the only reason I don't go commando. When I was going commando, I cannot explain just the freedom you kind of felt all day. You just felt a little more. Remember the first time I powdered my bees with whatever, the gold bomb?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's like that kind of experience, but you don't even have to do that. Right. You're just
I will do a zip-up hoodie without a shirt underneath it because the zipper. Like, it just doesn't, it's not the same as just a pullover hoodie.
I agree.
So if I've got a zip-up sweatshirt on.
But you said if it's not a hoodie, but it's like a velour, like, jacket kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's zip-up with no shirt, you're like, that makes more sense to you.
Never going out.
That, see.
So pull up your sweatshirt. I still don't believe you.
No.
That's so wild.
Yeah. It's even more wild than I had to go to a doctor's appointment today. I had to shave my chest because of the little probes they put on there, whatever.
Yeah.
So that was another thing. I put this on this morning. I'm like, this feels great, man.
I recently shaved my back. It does feel nice.
I got a clean shaven chest. I've never, you know, I got, that doesn't really happen in my lifetime, but I had to do it. So I did it. And I was like, this is awesome.
Man. Well, tomorrow I start slapping bellies.
You're slap bellies? All right. I got my hoodies already lined up. I wanted to make sure I did not forget. Right? So Mike comes in. He's like, crap. I forgot it was hoodie day. I said, hey, man, there's an unworn brand new hoodie on the back of my chair. Then he reached out to Kaylin Promotions and said, hey, can I get a hoodie? And this is funny because Kayla, she's now looking for Mike, right? So they've crossed paths, but she can't find him. So she's like, do you know where Mike is? I said, well, he's close. Why? Do you have his hoodie? She goes, well, I want to make sure who it's for. I said, what are you talking about? And I realized the one she had says KISW Crew.
Yeah.
And she said, if it's for Mike, I will give it to him. I don't just give this to people arbitrarily. I'm like, that is a good call. Mm-hmm. So you did get, which one did you get?
I got the crew one.
It is the crew one. All right.
It's a large.
How do you feel?
I feel.
Because you typically wear a T-shirt underneath, right?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
All right. See, I thought you were on my team last week.
I did too.
Today, it's a new guy.
I have. But
it's Monday. New Mike.
But if I'm rolling with the style.
<this?
laughs>
New Mike.
Are you willing to try it one day this week?
No.
Come on, man. Just give it a try.
I wore that hoodie today, right?
Yeah.
I wear it on the ride in. I'll wear it when I go home, and then I'll take it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys got to wash these hoodies tonight now.
Yeah, I know. It's throw them with the laundry, man. Yeah. I mean, it's no big deal. Like, I'm going to, whatever I'm wearing today, probably not the pants, to be honest with you, but socks, underwear, all that crap, it goes into the wash anyway. The hoodie is just another thing that I throw into the laundry basket. Like, if I just worn a shirt, the shirt, we're going to the laundry basket. Today, the hoodie is my shirt.
Will you give us TV time, raw dog on a hoodie, Ted?
Come on, just one
just
segment.
Give us one
TV
segment.
Time with Ted Raw Dog in a hoodie.
Hey, look,
dude, that's a rating sweep.
The head chef can do it.
If you're running out in the morning to get a coffee or you got kids, you got to drop them off at school. Like, I'm not saying it's impossible to just throw out a hoodie.
But in public, you have a couple of hours out in public.
Yeah, for me, I just find it absolutely disgusting not to have a shirt on underneath it.
All right, do you sleep with socks on?
No, that's even weirder. That's
okay, weird. All right. What do you sleep in?
Mesh shorts.
That's it?
Yeah.
No shirt?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that see that
and sometimes you'll fall asleep.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what other idiosyncrasies we have that you know are somewhat unusual.
I feel like going to bed
naked.
Socks. Most of the time, if I'm at my house, whatever I'm wearing, I will still be wearing socks and shoes. But when I sleep, I find it like I can't wear socks.
So you wear shoes around your house?
Yeah, like when I get home from work today to be comfortable, I'll start doing laundry. I'll put on mesh shorts, a clean pair of socks, and a different pair of shoes.
Did you have underwear on?
Now, wait a minute.
So you have socks and shoes on, but you don't
socks
have underwear?
Because then when I get home, I change my socks.
But you're talking about the laundry thing, right? So like tonight, yes, I will throw the hoodie in the dirty clothes, all right? But I'm retired for the night. I am not going back out, right? I'm going to bed after this. So it goes in the laundry. You've just added to your laundry pile. All you did was walk in your door.
Don't you have slippers or flip-flops or anything?
I have. I lost a pair of flip-flops I had this summer. And then my house shoes, I can't wear them too long without socks because my feet get sweaty. Then they're kind of ruined.
They get sweaty in your home.
Yeah.
So why wear them?
Well,
Well, because when you're wearing socks, they're comfortable.
But you can wear. But you can be barefoot.
I could. I don't know. I don't walk around my house.
See, it's weird because a lot of people are like, hey, if you walk into my house, take your shoes off. Right? Yeah. That's fine. Whatever. Your house, your rules. I find it crazy. And look, I don't care if people wear shoes in my house, but one of the first things I do when I get home is kick off my shoes. Yeah. Everyone else in my house thinks I'm weird because I don't change into pajama pants and all that. And I'm like, don't buy uncomfortable clothes. I'm comfortable in all the clothes I own. So when I get home, yes, I want my shoes off. The socks are still on. And then I'm good for that. But like my wife and the kids, when they get home from school, unless there's something to do, like they will come in, hi, Dad, you get a hug. 5 minutes later, when they reappear, my son, we call him Tarzan, shorts and nothing else. That dude will not wear a shirt. And it does not matter how cold it is. It does not matter the situation. He will not wear a shirt if he's not in public. And even then, it depends who he's going to see. So my daughter had a sleepover this weekend with one of her girlfriends from way, way back. He knows her. He was shirtless, did not care. And I'm like, dude, just put a shirt on. She has a friend over. He's like, I know her. He doesn't care, man. But what he did do, to his credit, normally, it wouldn't be short.
Brush his teeth.
Straight underwear. Right? So we're like, hey, she's coming over, man. So he did put on a pair of Ted, you'd like this, mesh shorts.
All right, classy. You know,
and then, but that was
but,
it.
But you take your shoes off. And then you take your socks off.
Correct.
And then you get a new, fresh pair of socks.
Yes.
You put them on, and then you tie your shoes back.
That I'll put on, I'm usually, yeah.
So how many... Do you have, like, more socks than... Like, I have a... Ooh, I almost got it. I have a lot of underwear in my underwear drawer, right?
Oh, I by far have more socks than underwear.
I was going to say, you have to have a lot of pairs of socks,
tonight,
right?
Like, I was lazy last night after the Hawks game. I did not do laundry. I need to do something.
Okay.
So tonight I'll go home, and I'll put on different socks and shoes, a pair of vest shorts, probably no underwear, and just, like, a whatever t-shirt. Like, a cutoff I probably wouldn't wear to work.
Now, do you consider a hoodie anything that has a hood? Because I have the real thin, like... It's a long sleeve shirt that just has a hood on the back. You see me rock those, right?
Mm-hmm. They're the same weight as a t-shirt. I can wear almost in the summertime. Like they're light blue, and they don't have a pouch. They're just kind of for look.
Yeah, they're pouchless. Yeah. It's just a long sleeve shirt with a freaking hood on the back. Does that qualify? Because I rock those all the time, like especially for wintertime.
Now, that's a hoodie's got to be like
this material,
right? Like right, Mike. Mike's these KSW ones are kind of burly. Miles is barely sneaking by. That's more of like a top.
All right. Okay.
Just people do say, hey, you know, I always wear a t-shirt underneath my hoodie. I've never even thought not to wear one. Not for
give it a try, man. I'm telling you, torso commando.
Yeah. I think it's just one of those things when I was a kid, my dad did it all the time. It just bugged me.
So you just got to follow. Oh, so he always wore it without the shirt.
Right.
And you're like, I'm not living like that.
Yeah. Not when I'm an adult.
This person says you have to have a t-shirt because the inside of the hoodie is not the softest. I
think mine is very soft.
Me too.
This
I disagree.
Very soft, yeah.
Especially the new sweatshirt available in the Rock Shop. That's KISW.com. I'm serious.
Smooth.
Mike's got one on right now.
Yeah.
The zip-up one?
Keep in mind, too.
Okay.
Like, I like to be cold in my own home.
Sure.
So even, like, tonight when I get home, like, I'll have that laundry in there. I'm wearing those shorts. I might put a hoodie back over the t-shirt I'm wearing and then have my slider open to get some air.
I don't mind that. I do like having windows cracked.
Yeah, they're still out there, chick. I mean, they're mainly there on the weekends if I'm, like, cooking food in there for a while.
Okay. Has there ever been an uncomfortable situation for you, knowing that you want to have the shirt on under the hoodie? You thought you're going to, I don't know, just walk to the corner store. Just a simple thing. You can get away with it. And then something happened where you had to go multiple hours.
Yeah, and it's gross.
You're hating it
the
whole time.
I don't want to sweat inside a hoodie.
Okay.
Don't sweat
inside
the hoodie.
Fair enough.
I can't control it. I run hot.
Hoodie week. Travel.
Hoodie week.
Because people are real loose on the airplane, man.
On travel, I go zip up hoodie so I can take it off as soon as I get on the plane. I know I'm going
to
be hot.
Do you bring an extra pair of socks to change on the plane?
And underwear.
You do.
I don't use them, but God forbid your flight gets delayed or whatever. You got to spend the night somewhere else, a different town.
Okay.
You're going to need those extra
socks.
That's fair. All right. That's a good call. All right.
Our question, either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-ROCK, here are a few.
Ted got drunk and wore a hoodie without a shirt.
Yeah. Like, if you came, like, let's say this weekend coming up, right? There's an F1 race at 1 p.m. If you showed up at my, or 8 p.m., if you showed up to my house at 7:30, I said, we're going to watch the race, and I'm just wearing a hoodie and no shirt, you know the day drinking has gotten out of control.
Oh, okay.
Something's gone off the
You're
rail.
You're not even willing to try it.
I've just woken up from a nap. Like, something has gone wrong. Like, where's your shirt, dude?
Come on, man.
Well, I lost it along the way. You won't even try it.
I mean, I've done it to run errands in the morning, but that's about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I just can't make it a whole day.
Okay. Some interesting things that people did under the influence. Guys, I got completely S-faced a few nights ago and apparently peed on my desk and my computer. I did not realize it until I smelled it the next morning.
Mm. The smell is bad, man. I was on the light rail. It was Friday. I'm going home after work. Like, I sit down, fairly crowded, and you realize that there's a smell of pee, an old pee. I don't know what it is. Old pee smells worse than poop. I mean, you name it. There's just, it is raunchy, man. And I couldn't tell, like, am I sitting on it? I could not tell if it was my seat or whatever. But by the time I got off, I think I zeroed in on the seat responsible. But what that told me is somebody peed on the seat, let it soak into the material, and it's clearly been there at least 2 days.
Yeah.
And I mean,
yeah.
But the whole ride, man, it wasn't just me, a couple other people. No one really said anything, but you kind of make eyes, and you can tell everyone's trying to sniff around to get the source. And the source was stronger to my left than the right, but it wasn't the person sitting there. But it was, it's just so gross.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please tell me I'm not sending an old pee, man.
For 20 minutes,
that is the thought. If I'm sitting an old pee, I'm going to lose. Actually, that's not, I saw you at the bar, Ted. But yeah, the ride home.
Yeah.
Sir, all I could think is if I am sitting in this old pee, not that it was damp, but just the idea, the fact that it still smells just tells me it'll be on me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but I was getting real irritated on the ride home.
I came home drunk one night, and my dog, dog Miles, was and same with Honey, was really, really bad about peeing in the house, to the point where almost every piece of carpet in that house at some point in time needed to be pulled up, either replaced, or like in the instance with my downstairs bedroom. Now, I didn't really have anything in there yet because I'd only been in there for not too long. My plan was to already had a spare bedroom upstairs with a bed in that. So if somebody wanted to come over, I had three bedrooms. The one downstairs was basically just a way to walk from the front door to the back door to go out on the little patio in the backyard. And that's where Miles loved to pee. So he
loved it.
So I came in one night and he was in the act. I could hear it. It's like, and I'm like, you heard me jiggling the key. Like, you knew.
You drew this on purpose, dude.
You knew that I was right there, man. I mean, I'm right there. And I had to go to the bathroom too because it took a pretty long walk back from Fremont. I was living in Wallingford at the time. And he is peeing there. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm losing my mind. I'm like, God damn it. So I go upstairs and I get like, you know, a bunch of paper towels, get the scrub brush, get the carpet cleaner, do all that crap, go back downstairs. And he's sitting there in the corner and he's lights on. He's just looking at me. And I'm like, you know what? F you. So I whipped it out. I figured if I'm going to have to clean this up.
Did you pee on your own carpet?
No. I peed on my dog's.
Miles.
You peed on top of your dog's pee.
I peed on top of my dog's pee.
On your own carpet, though.
On my own carpet, because I'm going to clean it anyway. The room has already got 9 freaking huge stains in it. I know eventually I got to get rid of this crap. I got to pull the padding up and get the special padding that's coated in plastic for idiots to pee on the carpet.
Did it disturb him? Because male dogs don't want you to pee on top of their pee.
He was not pleased.
Yeah.
He left immediately. He was almost like he was disgusted with me. And I'm just like,
I can't believe he's peeing on the carpet.
This guy's insane.
But I kept looking at him in the eye. I just was peeing and looking at him in the eye like, if I'm going to clean this up, man.
I'm going to clean my own.
I'm going to clean my own pee up, you know?
That'll teach someone.
That'll teach me to go. Teach
one of us.
Go get more paper towels.
So my buddy Paul, he had a cat named Princess back in the day. And Princess had taken a dump on his pillow, which Tony and I found to be very hilarious. Paul was pissed. I mean, just for hours. But we go on about our day and the Paul's like, I'm going to go S in her litter box. We're like, what? He's like, I got to take an S. I'm going to S in her litter box. And he did, man. And they didn't have a top cover on it. So he just drops this massive log in the litter box. You know, and Tony and I are like, oh, my God, man. So we're laughing about it. Whatever. Keep in mind, the litter box is in the kitchen, kind of in the corner.
Oh, and, Jesus.
Right. So he drops his turd in the litter box. Maybe 5 minutes later, you just hear this cat screaming up the stairs. Wow. Doing everything she can to cover this turd. There was not enough litter in the litter box to cover this pile of S. And we're like, well, dude, but you have to clean it now. It's like, I know, but I wanted to teach her a lesson. Long story short, this went on for a while. Because now the cat would poop on his pillow just out of revenge. And I'm like, she was pooping on your pillow to let you know that
the litter box
needed
to be changed.
The litter box. And then you pooped in her litter box, and now your cat, for the rest of her life, is angry at you. So now every time you go into your room, like, there's a pile of S. And the thing is, like, there's nothing you can do because we got to go to school. And these are these old-ass row homes of Baltimore. So even if you close your door, if you jiggle the bottom hard enough, the door pops open. Cat would jiggle, his headbutt thing, jump up on his bed, and it was always his pillow, not his bed, specifically his pillow. And I'm like, you just started a poop war with a cat.
Gave him the Amber Heard.
I mean, yeah, he was ahead of his time.
Either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-ROCK, here's another. A teenager and having a sleepover at my buddy's house one night. We got really messed up, and I took an S in his backyard. Woke up the next morning to the sound of a lawnmower, and his mom was out there mowing the lawn.
Oh,
I'm assuming at some point she definitely had to run over it. Couple more. Passed out on the grass on the corner of a busy street. I think the worst for me, you passed out in front of a row home.
I don't care that I passed out in front of a row home. It's that I've passed out in a lot of places. Used to drink way more than I do now, but on this particular occasion, more memorable one, I'm butt naked with the motorcycle helmet on my head. And it's like, one, I don't own a motorcycle. Two, I don't know where my clothes are. My wallet and everything. Like, everything I owned was in my pants, which are gone. But oddly enough, at the time, I had a pair of Doc Martens, okay? So just try to noodle this through with me. Obviously, I interacted with someone. I have no idea what the conversation may have been or where it happened. But I have their motorcycle helmet.
Did you get it held up?
Why would you give me a motorcycle helmet?
I don't know.
I mean, why would you do that? Why would you ask for all of my clothes? Because obviously I didn't
care. Not
take
your wallet.
Right.
Not taking anything else.
No, the wallet was gone, but the wallet was in the clothes that were missing. So maybe they took the wallet separate, but they also had my clothes. I got their motorcycle helmet, but I had a pair of Doc Martens on. And they were tied, all right? Have you ever tried to pull jeans over Doc Martens?
Oh.
Right. So I don't know, like, did I strip all the way down, hand some of my clothes, and they said, take your boots back? Because the socks were still on, too. Right, so you wake up butt naked. I got tied Doc Martens on my feet and a motorcycle helmet on my head. And to this day, I truly have absolutely.
Who woke you up?
No, I woke up on my own because it was rush hour the next morning up by Hopkins in Charles Village. I woke up on my own, and when I sat up, I didn't realize the motorcycle helmet was on my head immediately. My head just felt heavy.
Was it strapped?
It was not strapped.
Okay.
But it was a black motorcycle. Then when I put my hands on my head because my head hurts, my hands don't touch my head. They stop, and I'm like, I'm wearing a motorcycle helmet. Where the F are my clothes? How do I still have my boots on? Right? I don't know.
What did you do with the motorcycle helmet?
To this, I don't know. Because like I said, I ended up. I kept it for a little while, but it probably just got lost in a move. But like I said, my girlfriend at the time lived like 3 or 4 doors down. So I knock on her door. Keep in mind, this is early in the morning for both of us because we had started at the same Christmas party together. But when she opened the door, there's just a giant naked black man with a motorcycle helmet on. So she screamed and went to close the door. And I had to stop that and lift the visor. I'm like, hey, man, it's me. And then, of course, the first question, what the F are you doing? Now, keep in mind, my naked butt is still facing traffic. So behind me, you just hear honking and cheering and all this. I'm like, just let me in to the goddamn house, and I will try to explain as best I can because I truly do not know.
Either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.